It's morphin' time.
Because fasting, you don't lose weight, you lose impurities. Once you go to sleep, the body goes on a fast. When you wake up, eat your first meal, we call it breakfast. It's breaking the fast. Method!
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Stay off the weed.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh, oh.
You know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so.
What's dangerous is when the universe pick you and you put on the magic glasses. There's rules that go with it. You can never take them off. You never see things that they're supposed to do. You see things that they are. You can never force nobody else to win.
Message!
Oh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. We are back. We are back. Welcome back. Welcome back on Sunday. What is this? March 12th, 2023. A couple of days off from Friday. I'm gonna tentatively commit to pushing these out on Fridays. At least one a week for Friday, and if I could do more, I could do more. Let me see here. What do I want to start with? What do you want to start with? Let's start on a little bit of the lighter side of things before we get on to some heavy shit today. Let's see. On last Thursday, so it would have been the 9th, March 9th, got back on stage again. Haven't been on stage in a minute. And I completely ate dick on stage. I had a couple of laughs. And all, I got an opening laugh because my daughter told me to open up with, wow, what a great audience. Like how Jimmy says on South Park whenever he's doing stand-up. My daughter has been telling me to open up with that. So I opened up with that, got some laughs. And then it turns out talking about clicking every single category that you discovered, or whenever clicking every single category whenever you first discovered internet porn is only funny to you and a few other comedians. I guess the audience members do not like when you talk about discovering bestiality for the first time. Who would have guessed it, you know? But it's all good. Got a few chuckles here and there. And that's all I do it for. See, I'm retarded enough. All I need is for one person to laugh. We could be in a room full of 100 people. And if one person laughs, that's reassuring enough for me. You know, I take that one laugh and I will convince myself in my mind that all 100 people were laughing and everything's all good and I'm on the right track. But yeah, they didn't like that. Then they didn't like me talking about Johnson & Johnson discovering the no tears shampoo. And they had to, you know, I pretty much was saying, you know, there was only one way to find out if no tears were coming out of the fucking babies or not. And, you know, that was to pretty much douse soap into their eye. And the comics in the room thought that that was funny. The audience members didn't think that that was funny. So I think I'm on the right path if the comics think it's funny. I really don't give a fuck what the audience has to think, because the comics thought it was funny. And after all, I am going to be a comics comic. That's what I want to be, a comics comic. I don't have to be known by the masses, but if I can get other comedians to respect. You know, what the fuck am I talking about? I'm very young into this. Haven't even been doing it a year. And look at me gassing myself up. I do that shit. I remember when I was a kid, when I used to be in the shower listening to, like, the radio, listening to NSYNC and shit, I used to be able to put myself in the mind space of, I would be able to pretty much envision me creating the song that I was singing and playing it and becoming famous. I would kind of play like a little mini music video slash movie in my head, fantasizing about fucking delusions of grandeur. Let's see here. So I ate dick Thursday night. It was all good. Last Saturday we had the return of John Jones. He came back to the heavyweight division and absolutely ran through Surreal Gone. Ran him through topside guillotine. Let's see. Oh, the whole point of me telling you that was I had actually went out to a bar and watched that with one of my friends. And this would probably be the first time that I've gone out and watched a fight in like a bar or like a setting like that since Holly Holm head kicked Ronda Rousey those years back. And that was so crazy because that's how you knew Ronda Rousey was so popular back then, because now we can get into like any bar, but back then they were just kind of playing it at like the Buffalo Wild Wings, and the Buffalo Wild Wings was so packed we couldn't even get in. So we were on the outside of the Buffalo Wild Wings that was on Cooper. I don't know if it's still there. I'm sure it is. But that was on Cooper. And we were watching it with a crowd of people from the parking lot, from the bars from the TV on the bar patio at Buffalo Wild Wings. So that was the last time I watched a fight like that in that sort of setting. Whenever I watch fights, for whatever reason, I get nervous, especially during like the main events. The fucking the announcements and they go black out with all the lights going to the octagon. It's fucking it's real intense, and so I always get nervous during fights and shit. It's like this weird anxious feeling that I'm sure a lot of people get as well. And I'll never go out to a bar like that again and watch a fight like that. It just didn't sit well with me. And on top of that, the dude that I went with, the girl that he was with, was so fucking loud, was like yelling, talking across the table. Oh my God. I hope this is not his girl. But God, she was so fucking annoying. She went to the restroom and I turned to him and I was dead ass. I was like, hey bro, we're gonna have to tell her to shut the fuck up during the main event. You know, it's already bad enough that we're at a bar, you know what I mean? Everything's already kind of loud, and everything, but you know, a lot of people, but this bitch was decibels above everybody else. God damn, it was so fucking annoying. Yeah, I was uber annoyed at that. And then what happened? Okay, so, and then yesterday, so I've been gone, I've gone on a string this week of going out a couple of times, and usually I don't do this, but, you know, if you refer back to one of the episodes I put out before this, you know, I talked about, being more spontaneous, not searching, you know, not actively trying to be spontaneous, but if, you know, if an opportunity if an opportunity presents itself, you know, I've been more willing to, you know, jump and go. And so yesterday, my homeboy FaceTimed me. He FaceTimed me. I was looking at it. Not going to lie, I was in bed watching South Park. And I just let it ring through. He FaceTimed me again. Let it ring through. And then he texted me, and he was like, bro. He was like, bro, call me. And so when I see a text like that, it's like, all right, well, shit, now I got to call you. You know what I mean? I'm thinking it's fucking something, you know, something serious. And then I get a text right after that. He's like, I need you here, bro. And so now I'm thinking like some real shit's happening. So I FaceTime him. And this motherfucker's in a, sure enough, he's in the club. And he's like, bro, we got a section. Come through. And he was with another one of my homeboys, and they I'm the type of dude, I don't go out. I get invited out to places all the time, and 9 times out of 10 I say no. This year I've been changing that. I'm just being more open to the world. No homo, pause. And so shout out there. Long ass line at Texas Republic, and I called my homeboy, and you know, I felt like a chick getting escorted through VIP, because my homeboy comes up to the bouncer. He's like, yo, we got a section, let him through. I get in there. Again, I'm not a dude who goes out that often, and I for sure don't drink. All I do is smoke weed whenever I go out. So brought the weed through, allegedly, and was on the section smoking. I brought a what I do is I bring a blunt for myself, and then I bring a blunt for others, and so that way I don't have to share the blunt. You know, everybody else can share that blunt, and I'll have a, you know, blunt to my own. And in a section at Texas Republic, I guess something that happened prior to me getting there, the dude that invited me out ended up being mad, and he was trying to, like, wanting to fight somebody. And when I saw him come back around to the section, because I was being told this by somebody else, and when I saw him, I stepped out of the section, allegedly had a joint in my hand. And as soon as I stepped down, this dude that was taller than me comes up. He's like, hey, bro, step outside with me really quick. And I was like, oh, man. You know what I mean? So he's kind of escorting me out. I already know what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not going to fight it. You know, I was smoking weed in a place where where I shouldn't have been smoking yet. You know what I mean? And, you know, if I'm in the wrong, I'm in the wrong. I'm not, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm not that, you know what I mean? It's not that serious. And so, mind you, this dude, the only thing he says to me is, yo, step outside with me really quick. So I immediately start walking with him. And as soon as I get outside, he starts talking to the other bodyguards, pointing at me. And, like, he starts, like, you know, motioning his hand to his neck. Like, nah, like, he can't come in. Like, And then I turned around, I was like, damn, bro, you could have told me that. You know what I mean? You didn't have to fucking, you know what I mean, silent walk me all the way through. So we get done with that shit. Then we head to, I text him. I feel bad. I text him. I was like, yo, bro, I think they kicked me out for smoking weed, allegedly. And they were like, oh, shit, well, we could leave. So I felt bad because, shit, they closed out, you know, their thing at the section. You know what I mean? Then we had went over to Bottle of Blonde, and I saw a dude in a wheelchair. And at first I was just like, I was amazed. I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even like going to clubs. So, you know, I can only, if I was in a fucking wheelchair, I for sure wouldn't even be in an area near West 7th. You know what I mean? And, but to this dude's credit, he was in there fresh to fucking death. Then I started thinking, obviously I knew how he got his shirt on, but then I was like, yo, I wonder how he got these tight ass, you know what I mean? Tight ass jeans on with these nice ass shoes. You know what I mean? And then he's at the bar, and then I see him with a baddie, and I'm like, then I instantly started getting sad. And I was like, yo, this dude has a way better fucking life than me. It was probably this chick who dressed him. You know what I mean? Score. That's already a fucking score. You know what I mean? You're a fucking grown-ass man, and you can get another chick to dress you. You know what I mean? Like how mommy used to dress you back in the day. So that's already a sick win for him. But and then he gets pushed around everywhere. So that's dudes are two wins. You know what I mean? And then the chick he was with was bad. And I'm over here single as fuck. You know what I mean? Sad as hell. And a dude in a wheelchair who can't even fucking walk has more confidence than me and is able to pull baddies whenever he wants, apparently. But yeah, that was a good ass time. I say all that to say, you know, more than likely for these next, probably the next 2 years, I won't be going back out. I think I partied myself out this whole week. So that's enough with the light stuff. You guys, I don't even know anymore. You know, I honestly think the shit that we're seeing on the news from like Fox News to CNN, we're just biased news in general. And unfortunately, you know, whenever you're looking for information, it's you'll get hit with a liberal-based view, and then you'll get hit with a Republican-based view. And it's already gay enough that you're looking for, like, information and news and shit. But, you know, I never used to really give a fuck, you know. And then, you know, obviously becoming a father, that kind of, you know, it starts to slowly change you. But, you know, like, you know, and anybody that knows me, you know, I've questioning shit has always been in my nature. It was one of the reasons why they had to bribe me to be fucking good in Catholic school. Fuck, I lost my lighter. Okay, the shit that we're being shown, it's, you know, this is not a new opinion, but I'm 100% certain it's being shown to us to create divide. So to either piss us off or to hyper-normalize a certain segment of the population. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's weird. I was watching the hearings that they were having over the Twitter files, and the fucking every single Democrat to a T during those hearings, and you can watch them for yourselves. They started attacking the reporters, you know, Matt Taibbi and I'm blanking on the other guy's name. His last name starts with an S. It's something, but you could look it up. You could just look up Twitter files, hearings, and they weren't attacking what Maps was uncovered during his Twitter files research. They were attacking him. You know, they were calling him a so-called journalist. They were, you know, trying to discredit him, you know.
This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalists before us now.
Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. I've won the National Magazine Award, the I.F. Stone Award for Independent Journalism, and I've written 10 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers.
I imagine your Substack readership, which is a subscription, increased significantly because of the work that you did for Elon Musk. Now, I'm not asking you to put a dollar figure on it, but it's quite obvious that you've profited from the Twitter files. You hit the jackpot on that Vegas slot machine to which you referred. That's true, isn't it?
I've also reinvested.
Is it true that you have profited since you were the recipient of the Twitter files? You've made money. Yes or no?
I think it's probably a wash, honestly.
Nope. You have made money that you did not have before, correct?
But I've also spent money that I didn't have before. I just hired a whole group of people to
investigate. Patently obvious answer, reclaiming my time. Attention is a powerful drug. Eyeballs, money, prominence, attention, all of it points to problems with accuracy and credibility. And the larger point, which is social media companies are not biased against conservatives. And if anything, they ignored their own policies.
They were implicating that he was doing this to make money. And it's like, well, no shit, fuckface. Like, who does anything to not make money? You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure you're a fucking congresswoman or whatever the fuck you're called to make money. Like, you don't do that shit for free, do you? And I'm convinced this whole shit it's all fake. Like, the real, like real shit doesn't make the news. You know what I mean? But we're being shown shit to create divide. At least that's the only way that I can rationalize it. Because you have that, then you have the January 6th videos of the Capitol riots. And obviously don't agree with any, you know what I mean? Any sort of protesting is gay, for any sort of protesting across the fucking board. BLM, somebody gets killed, you believe the fucking election was stolen, all that shit. Like, we'll get to the election, because the election is fake anyways. Like, all this shit is fake, but we'll get to that shit here in a little bit. Like, protesting, being that riled up for any sort of reason, it is gay. You know what I mean? Like, it's, so I'm not saying that I agree with anything that happened on January, you know, storming Capitol Hill. But when you look at the video, from the story that was told to the video that they didn't want to be shown, who the people who got prosecuted, rightfully so, and, you know, sentenced to jail, you know, rightfully so, I guess. Well, I don't even know if it's rightfully so anymore, because, again, you look at the video and the cops are walking these people around. Like, there was one point where they had the QAnon shaman, whatever his name is. He was walking around solo dolo by himself. And there was like 8 cops around this dude. You know what I mean? And they were like trying to open up doors for him. And it's like I see that shit. Then I have to take a step back. And it's like, to me, it's like, I don't know, like, if this just shows how fucking retarded I am or something. But it's like, to me, it's like, well, shit, is that fake? Like, is that supposed, like, was that supposed to happen? Because then you find out that the QAnon shaman is former military and supposedly crazy, so he got kicked out. You know what I mean? I get it. I got fucking kicked out the Navy. I try to play crazy. You know what I mean? But, and I might be fucking, I mean, you listen to this shit, I might be fucking, you know what I mean? I might be crazy. Who fucking knows? But, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go. I could give a fuck less to go walk around, like, to be like they stole the election. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, your vote doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? They were going to put in Trump regardless. You know what I mean? Just because they wanted to practice, like, they wanted to shut shit down. You know what I mean? Like, remember all that shit with the Russiagate? Like, to me, that was just them doing, like, trying to see how far they can push it. And I mean, like, the fucking, like, the real leaders. You know what I mean? I think they were trying to see how far they could push it. Because, you know, you had on one side, it was all about the fucking, at first, he was all Russiagate. Trump was backed by Russia. And you know what I mean? And you could listen to a compilation of fucking news clips and you can hear, it's like they all have the same script, because they're all saying the same shit. And it's a compilation of them all saying, you know, Russian collusion.
Biden's secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Russian disinformation campaign. This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
But, you know, you hear that shit and it's like, all right, well, that's weird. Okay, so then it's not. So then, you know, Russiagate fails. That gets swept under the rug. It wasn't Russia. And then, boom, out of nowhere, it's a fucking, there's a fucking, some sort of virus that leaked from a lab. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. The virus that leaked from a fucking wet market. Which says, what does that say? You know, let's follow the timeline here. It was supposed to have leaked from a wet lab, according to the official narrative. And if you pointed out that there was the Wuhan Institution of Virology right around where, surprisingly, right where this virus leaked from the wet market, if you were to bring that up, you were called racist. When Trump called it the Chinese virus because it came from China, you were racist. But then, you know, to nobody's surprise, again, it comes out 3 years fucking too late that, hey, you know what? It more than likely did come out from the lab. You know what I mean? And so now it's like, all right, so they tried that shit. You know what I mean? They got niggas to sit in their house for 2 weeks. Then they got niggas to wear masks. You know what I mean? Then they made niggas put unknown body, you know what I mean? Just take shots for no fucking reason. You know what I mean? You can't sue them. They get these big pharma companies get kickbacks off of, you know, they got billions of fucking dollars through this shit. And, you know, is Fauci going to be held accountable? No, he's still out there fucking lying. You know what I mean? It's fucking sick. All right, so let's get back to the January 6th shit. You know what I mean? Then you find out there's fucking FBI agents that are, you know, that infiltrated the fucking Proud Boys and infiltrated, you know, they send agent provocateurs everywhere, even during the BLM protests. When BLM were protesting, you know what I mean, there was videos of what looked like FBI agents going around smashing windows. You know what I mean? Then you get that, and then, you know, I would probably say about 60 to 70% of the people who go out to protest are, they have some sort of fucking mental disability anyways. You know what I mean? So then, you know, you start, you know what I mean? You get Asian provocateurs out there smashing windows, and you got a group that are 100% retarded, but 60% even, like, but there's like, out of 100% of those people who go to protest anything are retarded anyways, but out of 100% of those people, there's like a core, I'd probably say about 60 to 70% who are even more retarded than their neighbor. You know what I mean? And they start hearing smashing windows, and, you know, they want to smash windows. You know what I mean? Monkey see, monkey do with these fuckers. You know what I mean? And it was that way with the BLM protests. It was that way with the January 6th. You know what I mean? It's all that, like, you know what I mean? And then you start finding out there's like FBI, like all these like crazy attacks that happen. they're all linked back to, you know, undercover FBI agents infiltrating these groups and having them carry off these fucking crazy ass plots. You can look at the Boston Marathon bombers for example. I mean, you could just, there's fucking article after article after article of undercover FBI agents fucking coercing people into, you know what I mean, coercing like mentally fucked up people already, you know what I mean, and then coercing them to carry off these fucking grandiose plans, and then, you know, surprise surprise, FBI comes in and saves the fucking day, and then they get more funding, you know what I mean? Kind of similar to the fucking NIH, you know what I mean? They come in and save the day from a fucking virus that they created, you know what I mean? When you look into it, the original people that were, the original doctors that were working in that lab, they got arrested and they were made to sign NDAs. And you can't make this up, but it's like, I think, you know what I mean? It's like, I think they are making this shit up. You know what I mean? In order to create that chaos, and then, I mean, I don't know what it means for people like me that, you know what I mean? It, like, I don't know. It doesn't leave me lost, you know what I mean, or anything like that, because I'm still going to live my life regardless, you know what I mean? I'm not going to, I wake up and I'm like, well, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, this shit sucks, but it's happening, you know what I mean? And it's going to keep happening, and you know what I mean? We're, hopefully, you know what I mean? A lot of people are waking up, and one day it'll change, but you know what I mean? I'm not banking my feelings on it to change, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm still going to be, you know what I mean? But it's fucking, you know, when you have kids, it's like, you just look at shit differently, you know what I mean? And then it's like, this is why I tell them that, you know, this is why I tell them that Santa Claus wasn't real, you know what I mean? This is why, so that way I'm able to have, like, when I'm able to show them, like, hey, look at how they lied to you about, like, look at how they lied to kids about Santa Claus. You know what I mean? You don't think that they could do that shit to, you know, on a grander scale and lie to a fucking adults either, you know what I mean? And so that at least makes the conversation that much more easier with the kids, because from the get-go I've been up front with them, you know what I mean? Like, they're never gonna look at me and be like, well, Dad had me believing in Santa Claus, you know, how do you know I could, you know what I mean? With Jesus, let them know, hey, I don't know, he probably wasn't the son of God, you know what I mean? Was there a Jesus that existed? For sure, yeah, probably, you know what I mean? You know, probably wasn't the son of God, you know what I mean? There's probably not a man up there who, you know what I mean, who somehow is supposed to really give a fuck about you, but yet this world is fucked, you know what I mean? One of the biggest religions in the world, the Catholic religion, you know what I mean, who believes in most of this shit, all their fucking priests are goddamn fucking pedophiles, you know what I mean, just straight up chomos, you know what I mean? And more than likely, most priests are just, you know what I mean, there are people who were always trying to pray the gay away, and then, you know, you get in that position of power and, you know, you get boys in confession to admit to you that, you know, that they masturbate and shit like that, and that shit probably, you know, a priest, a fucking gay priest, that shit turns you on, and then in turn you fuck kids, and that's what gay priests do, they fuck kids, that's what majority of Catholic priests do, and it's like, but yet, like, they're, like, you know what I mean, but, so how is their religion, like, how is that so, it's fucking nuts, you know what I mean, like, the Catholic religion is notoriously linked to child molestation and pedophiles, but it's somehow supposed to have got religion right, you know what I mean, like, what, Again, if you listen back on my last podcast, you know, we had went back to the Cathars being, quote unquote, the real religion. And I, you know, again, I don't even know if I agree with that, but the Catholics killed them. You know what I mean? We got to remember the Catholics did crusades. You know, they did, they murdered people in the name of religion. You know what I mean? But now religion has taught to us to, you know what I mean, to love thy neighbor. And, you know, now it's taught, you know, now it's, they don't want violence whatsoever because they, you know what I mean, they use their violence in one when, you know what I mean, but now that, now it's, they don't want that same violence to be brought against them. You know what I mean? Fun times we're living in. It's interesting. The shit is changing. Times are changing so fucking quick. Again, if you would have told me, like, in the any time before 2020 that, you know what I mean, they would have scared people into oblivion with the virus that they created, you know what I mean? They created a problem and then sold you the solution. It made you feel stupid as fuck if you didn't buy the solution to the problem that they created. When it turns out that there was fucking all sorts of fucking natural ways to not be infected by this shit. You know what I mean? It's just weird. Like, I remember living in a time, like, I never fucked with Big Pharma, but I remember, like, a lot more people before they got, but, you know, before they got scared. But then again, it's like, you know, when you could scare people, you know what I mean, people drop their defenses, and they start going along with shit. And I'll never forget. So when I don't know if I told the story. I probably have, but I'll say it again. The way I found out when I was being investigated from in the Navy, they woke me up from out of my sleep in the middle of the night. So it was like 3 a.m. And they were like, you know, they woke me up out of the rack because we were on the ship at the time. They were like, hey, come with me. So, and I get in the room, and they had literally every single, they're called MAs, Master at Arms, which are pretty much the boat police. They had them all in the room, and they immediately started questioning me. And even half asleep, you know what I mean? Like, was completely surprised, even half asleep, I knew then to shut the fuck up, don't make any statements, and ask for a lawyer. You know what I mean? And then when I asked for a lawyer, you know, then they started pleading and trying to be my friend. And I interviewed a pilot on here a couple of or episodes ago, but, you know, obviously it was like years ago. My homeboy Dom. And Dom is actually friends with the guy, the Master at Arms, who woke me up out of my sleep. And I want to see if I can get his, and I wonder if he remembers that. Cause I would love to talk to him about it. Cause the dude was cool. The dude that woke the Master at Arms, the cop on the, you know, on the ship that woke me up from out of my sleep. We were cool, and he was a cool ass dude. When he was looking at me, you could tell he was disappointed, you know what I mean? Because he was just like, hey, you know. And I actually, when I was in Miami with Dom that one time, we FaceTime, and I actually said what's up to him. But I would love to interview him on here to see if he remembers that. Because he could vouch for it. So I say all that to say, like, you know, obviously I'm an idiot. Obviously I've been tricked before, but I do like to pat myself on the back and at least recognize that, you know, I've always been aware when, I don't know how to explain it, but I've always been aware of that. So, like, again, when the COVID stuff was happening, you know, one of the first things I said to my kid, to my kid's mom was, you know, like, this shit has to be fake. You know what I mean? Or they're at the very bottom, over-exaggerating it. And I was always out. You know, I was always fucking, you know, I never stopped going out from the earliest of it, you know, before, you know, this is back when Fauci lied. Remember, one of his first lies of the COVID pandemic, remember his first lie of the pandemic was, you don't need masks.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Then it turns out he was only saying that to make sure the first responders could get their mask. So then he's going to say, well, you know, he was lying for a good cause, right? You know, well, I just told a lie, but it was at least for a good reason, right? Well, okay, no. But even then, when I was going out, you know, it was... I never went out with a mask. You know, I'm not going to lie. I did have gloves. I was gay. I did think, you know what I mean? I was gay. I did have gloves. But that's back when, you know, what they were telling you was this shit was sticking on surfaces. Again, I didn't think it was as bad as it was. But, you know, I obviously was going to play it a little safe because I, you know, didn't want to walk into the house and bring that shit to my kids. You know what I mean? Because at the time, really wasn't too sure yet. But yeah, then slowly, surely, especially here in Texas, when you would just be moving around and about your day, and it's like, all right, well, nothing really changed, maybe except for people wearing masks, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, they were making it seem like niggas was just dropping dead in the middle of the street, you know what I mean? Like, remember, that's what they were saying in China? People were just dropping dead. You know, and if you would have listened to what the lamestream media was telling you, you know what I mean? You know, it would have been people are dying left, right, in the middle of the street everywhere, you know what I mean? And that was just never the case. And it being real serious was just, you know what I mean? It was real serious for, like, a very small group of people. But it's weird because, you know, when you look at the president, you know, the president needs supposedly whenever you vote is, you know, it needs more than 50, you know what I mean? 50%. So you could win, you know, win the electoral, which is so, again, it's so fucking weird. You vote, but then you vote and then there's an electoral college. Like what? like what? And this state gets so many votes. So millions of people vote in a state, but the state only gets 12. It's like none of the, okay. So that shit makes sense. But again, you're at least supposed to have over half the population vote for, you know what I mean, for the president to be the president of the United States of America. But a very, 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 very small percentage of the population can get sick. And that's just enough to cause the whole world to shut down. You know what I mean? Like, that shit doesn't make any sense. They didn't want you outside in the sun, where that shit would easily kill the fucking virus, you know what I mean? Where you can get the vitamin D, the natural vitamin D, you know what I mean? They wanted you cooped up in the house. And again, it's like, I don't know, it just makes you start questioning, what are they doing this for? Because it's, You know it's for something else, you know what I mean? And then, you know, obviously they're not talking about the fucking the UFO shit anymore, you know what I mean? That was only a trend for a little bit. The fucking balloons they were shooting shooting out of the sky. It was only a trend for a little bit. You know, and it's like, I don't know. It's, what are they testing for now? You know what I mean? What's going to be the next one? You know what I mean? You got the fucking banks are fucking failing. That Silicon Valley Bank failed. So now it's like, is this going to start being the push for the digital currencies? You know, so now they can see what you're spending, and whenever you say something wrong or that they don't believe in, now they can start freezing your shit. You know, I've talked about the World Economic Forum on here before. But back in January when they were doing their meeting in Davos, type in, just if you've made it this far, type in WEF wants to be able to read your brainwaves.
Your beta brainwave activity right before an alert popped up telling you to take a brain break. Your mind starts to wander to the new colleague on your team, whom you know you shouldn't be daydreaming about, given the policy against intra-office romance. But you can't help fantasizing just a little. But then you start to worry that your boss will notice your amorous feelings when she checks your brain activity and shift your attention back to the present. You breathe a sigh of relief when the email she sends you later that day congratulates you on your brain metrics from the past quarter.
Go to the actual WEF forum, their website, and watch the video, the little 2-minute video of the cartoon. It's like a 30-minute video in full, but the first like 3 or 4 minutes of the video, first it's this little gay ass nerd introducing it, and it's like, you're gonna watch this and you're gonna leave here happy, and you're gonna leave here informed. His little faggot ass is introducing it before he actually plays this. It's like a 2-minute cartoon. But just watch that fucking cartoon, and listen to the fucking madness. They're trying to make being able to read your brain pattern cool. And like, they're justifying it for like, hey, you're feeling so good, your brain can read that you're feeling good. It'll open up like the perfect song for you on your music app. But then that's being disguised behind, hey, one of your coworkers committed fucking fraud. So now they're gonna check brain waves to see if these brain waves marked any sort of like collusion with other people. So they try to say, you know, it's for you, but really it's so these fucking corporate companies that you work for can fucking control you. And what's crazy is this shit is not hidden. You know what I mean? Like, you have to search for it. You know what I mean? It's for sure off the beaten path. You know what I mean? Like, you actually have to be looking for this kind of shit. It's like that, I'm blanking on the name, but it's like that thing, like whenever you're thinking about like buying a car, then you start seeing that car everywhere. You know what I mean? This is like the retarded version of that. You know what I mean? It's like whenever you start noticing that you're being lied to. You know what I mean? You start noticing that you're being fucking lied to everywhere. And that's what's scary about it. It's like, okay, well, they're not hiding it from you. You know, they're not putting it in your face, but they're also not hiding it because you could legitimately look up the video right now. Let me see if I can, you know, if you're listening, ready for brain transparency. WEF, so World Economic Forum, ready for brain transparency. And it's like, so you know this shit is coming. You know what I mean? You know, if they're just now talking about it, you know, and again, these are the same people who are, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. These are how these people talk. They're trying to tell you what you're going to be. And if you don't believe me, watch the fucking video. And in the video, it's like, you're going to leave here well-informed and happy. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, they want to read your fucking brain patterns, and who knows, you might have got microchipped and they probably can already read your fucking brain patterns. The NSA was just caught fucking illegally spying yet again. If you don't believe me, you can look this shit up. You could probably Google it. You know, I don't recommend Googling it because you're probably going to get fed a whole bunch of fucking articles of people who they deem worthy of it. But you just look up NSA caught spying on citizens. You can go to, I like to look it up through DuckDuckGo. I mean, how many times have they been, you know, it started with the warrantless surveillance, you know, when they faked the, or when the government attacked the World Trade Centers. Our government attacked its own World Trade Centers. You know, from, I think it was like 2001, 2007, when they had the warrantless, when it was warrantless surveillance. But, you know, here we are in 2022, and it happened in 2020, where, you know, they're caught spying on us over and over again. So they obviously don't trust their own civilians, but somehow they trust us enough to pick the president. You know what I mean? Like, come on, wake the fuck up, people. Wake the fuck up. It's starting to get re-goddamn ridiculous. And yeah, and the only thing I could think to do is fucking get high and make money. You know what I mean? And continue to be a good dad, and you know what I mean, keep pushing the truth, you know, as far as the truth can go.